Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Acharei Mot, After Dying. Week 29, 4th Aliyah. To the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifices to demons, after whom they have played the harlot. They shall be statute for ever for them throughout their generations. Leviticus 17, verse 5 and 7. Why was slaughter carried out outside of the tabernacle? Demons are spiritual beings invisible to the human eye, which may harm men when they are disobedient to the Eternal. Some of the sons of Israel had the custom, which they had learned in Egypt, of sacrificing animals to demons. The Eternal categorically forbade this practice for all generations to come. To end this custom, the people were commanded to do all animal slaughter at the door of the tabernacle during their stay in the desert. This commandment was temporary, and when crossing to the land, it wasn't valid anymore, except for the prohibition of sacrificing to demons. We can learn two things from this. First, we see that the Eternal is jealous, and he calls fornication or prostitution all sacrifice to all other spiritual forces. This teaches us that sacrifices can only be given to the Creator of all things. Any sacrifice to other supernatural forces is spiritual prostitution and has very negative consequences. Secondly, we see that all kinds of spiritual sacrifice have to be presented to the priest at the tabernacle's door. Prayers are a kind of spiritual sacrifices. This teaches us that all prayer has to be channeled by the tabernacle's gate, where there is a priest, so it's accepted by the Eternal. This is a very beautiful teaching about him who is the door and the priest, outside of whom no one can come to the Father. John 14, verse 6. Kol Tuv and Shalom.